gold. Continental has proved reserves of 1 billion barrels, mostly locked underneath North Dakota. Hamm took the company public in 2007, and shares are up 600% since, as the revolution in horizontal drilling has given America a cheap energy booster shot, fueling factories, keeping a lid on gas prices, and adding millions of jobs. And lest you think anyone with a lease and drilling rig can strike it rich in the middle of the country, crane your neck alongside 68-year-old Hamm's. Is he over there, he asks, peering down the baseline of the basketball court. Yes, Aubrey McClendon, the former CEO of Chesapeake Energy and a part owner of the Thunder, sits in his usual seat. So at halftime, Hamm saunters under the hoop to say hi. McClendon seems surprised. The two aren't friends. But McClendon, whom Forbes dubbed America's most reckless billionaire on its cover in 2011, shakes his hand and beams a camera-ready smile. When Hamm begins small-talking McClendon's wife, McClendon himself leans over to a Forbes reporter in a fit of pique. "I don't get it," he whispers. "You write all this bad stuff about me while you hold up Harold Hamm as some paragon of virtue." Paragon of virtue? Maybe, maybe not. But what's clear is that Hamm made money the old-fashioned way. He stuck with what he knew and innovated. McClendon bet $13 billion in borrowed money that he could buy millions of acres of trendy shale gas fields and flip them at top dollar. But he nearly bankrupted Chesapeake and soon thereafter lost his job when prices collapsed from the oversupply he helped create. Hamm plodded along with a buy-and-hold plan for less glamorous oil. Convinced that the newly combined recipe of horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing had the potential to unlock not just gas but also oil from deep source rock, Hamm instructed Continental to lease hundreds of thousands of acres while most of the rest of the industry just scratched their heads. Today, North Dakota's Bakken Field produces 9 times more oil than it did 5 years ago, and Continental is good for more than 10% of what comes out, some 100,000 barrels a day. Sure, there remain legitimate concerns about the environmental impact of fracking, but you wouldn't want to see what the American economy would look like without it. Harold Hamm's story is actually the story of post-war domestic energy. Hamm, in fact, was born just a few months after VJ Day, the 13th and last child of Okie sharecroppers who moved to the boom-and-bust oil town of Enid, a place where everyone had seemingly stepped out of the James Dean movie Giant. The people there were different, charismatic, bigger than life, remembers Hamm. He was especially inspired by, of all things, a local potter. At a school assembly, John Frank of Frankoma Pottery in nearby Sepulpa brought his wheel on stage. He had this lump of clay that he was slapping like a baby, says Hamm. It was clear that he did well because that was his passion, his art, and the message was that all of us could do well if we followed our passion in life. Given his upbringing, Hamm's was oil. Hamm started working at a gas station at age 16 to support his family, then went on to muck out oil tanks at a refinery, and then start his own trucking company hauling water to and from the oil fields. Even today, those who respect Hamm still call him the world's richest truck driver. Those who don't will whisper stories about how the, quote, cantankerous, end quote, and, quote, bare-knuckled, end quote, Hamm may have skimmed off a little bit of his customers' oil when he was pumping water out of their holding tanks. By 1971, he was more interested in accessing oil directly from the ground, and he had cobbled together enough assets to borrow against and drill his first well. For the next 15 years, he did well during the good times, the late 1970s and early 1980s, and struggled to hold on during the busts, the late 1980s. A string of 17 dry holes in a row almost bankrupted him. His big breakthrough came literally from the heavens. In the early 1990s, while scouring rural Oklahoma for overlooked oil, Hamm came across an ancient meteor crater where the rock had been blasted into the sky and then settled back as a highly porous, permeable layer. Over millions of years, this crater was buried 9,000 feet underground and became saturated with oil. The field gushed what Hamm figures was 17 million barrels of oil and gave him the financial security he needed to take the leap